Bethel Search and Rescue volunteer Mark Leary says it's still early and there are lots of small openings up and down the river. There's an opening on Straight Slough that's not small at all.
Just about the entire slough from the upper end to the lower end is wide open.
Leary says the other danger right now is shell ice. That's when the water level below the ice drops, leaving a thin sheet with open water underneath. He says this occurs most frequently around the riverbank where you get on and off the main ice. Plus, he's worried about all the snow that came down Tuesday.
This is exactly the kind of weather we did not want yet. The snow insulates the ice, you know, from the cold.
Despite his concerns, Leary still couldn't help but smile as he flew from the Johnson River up to Tuluxac on Monday.
I was so happy with what we saw from the air yesterday, just happy and looking forward to, you know, maybe we're going to have a normal, is there such a thing, normal winter?
Leary compares pictures of the river from the same time last year. This year's pictures feature considerably less open water.
Last year, at this time, Kuskokwak Slough's entire length was wide open. This year it's packed in very well with rough ice all the way through it.
He also points out that the ice has lots of ridges this year. That rough ice, he says, is a good thing.
Rough ice is safer because it's all jumbled up and it's generally thicker.
He says the ridges also force people to ride slower, so they have a better chance of seeing open holes. Leary says in the next month, BSAR will start marking those holes with willow trees and reflective tape if they stay open.
Whenever you see willows in the ice close together, that's an open water area or an area of very thin ice. Stay away from it.
Leary expects BSAR to have those areas marked by Christmas or earlier. He wants to give the ice some more time to thicken before he goes out on the river. He says BSAR will conduct another aerial survey from Tuluxac to Aniak later this week. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.